This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Number three, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. It is believed the Battle of Lexington and Concord was that trigger event that set off the American Revolution. And right now we actually have a battle in Burbank, California that has received less notice, but is quite inspiring for me. Because here you have a community's refusal to bow to petty, irrational, and illegal bullying right now. And there's a story out there by a guy named Robert Morton. But I'm going to give you a synopsis of the story, because that's what I do. There's a family-operated bar and restaurant in Burbank called Tin Horn Flats. Now, Burbank has had a death rate from the Wuhan virus of 2.8%, of which 80% were those over 65 who had, on average, three comorbidities. Despite this, and disregarding the substantial sums restaurant and bar owners had shelled out to keep outdoor patrons safe, on December the 6th, the city council ordered all restaurants closed. Tin Horn refused and continued to serve patrons outdoors. 6 days later, their health permit was revoked. Tin Horn continued its outdoor service, ignoring the city's revocation of its permit. In response, the L.A. County Department of Health cited the restaurant 13 times for operating without a permit. Tin Horn stayed open. The L.A. County Attorney filed a cease and desist order. Tin Horn stayed open. After a few more legal forays, the Burbank City Council filed suit against the restaurant and obtained a temporary restraining order. Tin Horn stayed open. The city cut power to the restaurant, and patrons and fans donated generators and equipment so the restaurant could continue operations, and then Tin Horn stayed open. The city council padlocked the front doors, so Tin Horn removed the doors and stayed open. Somehow or other, the padlock doors got reinstalled. The restaurant posted on Facebook a picture showing a side door open, and Tin Horn stayed open. Another L.A. County judge required the county to prove that the ban on outdoor dining was necessary. Now, even though the county failed to do so, inexplicably the judge refused to lift the ban. And here Mr. Morton notes, these petty tyrants didn't seem to realize they've awakened a sleeping tiger. People from all over the city are patronizing the restaurant. Support is pouring in from all over the country. Nor do they realize that nothing will stop me or anyone else from patronizing this business. We are the ocean of freedom, and we will flow around any obstacles in our way. The Burbank City Council will look like the idiots they are in trying to shut this place down. Like a desperado who is riddled with bullets but just won't stop, Tin Horn Flats remains open. And the latest chapter in the saga finds the Burbank Fire Department showing up at Tin Horn Flats on Wednesday night to remove a padlock, one the city officials had placed there earlier that morning. Because as soon as the city officials left, Lucas Lepagian cut off a lock on a side entrance and reopened the Old West-themed restaurant and bar, according to Fox 11. After cutting the padlock, Lepchian let the customers in and continued serving them food and drink, although the front door remains padlocked, creating what Burbank officials call a life safety hazard. Standing up to bullies is the only way to defeat them. Morton has links to a GoFundMe page if you'd like to give money to Ten Horn Flats to help them beat the bullies. Elsewhere, as Roger L. Simon reports, there's another revolution brewing, and this one inside the Republican Party, where ordinary people alarmed by the weakness of party officials are standing up to demand more of them. At a recent Republican meeting in a red state, a longtime state senator condescendingly blew off a question about why their Republican-dominated legislature had not followed the lead of other states in restricting big tech and was thoroughly booed by those in attendance. In fact, they were shouting at him. And if this doesn't change, it's almost certain in the coming primary seasons will be a bloodletting almost never before seen in the Republican Party. Many leaders, including well-known incumbents, will topple unless they respond. Many people who've never before considered running for public office are doing so. And this is a good thing. This harkens back to America's founding, although all should be carefully vetted. That someone has been a success in business, the arts, or education does not automatically mean they will perform well in public office. But people should be encouraged to run, and the door opened up. And who would have guessed that Donald Trump would have created a boom in the American economy, reducing minority unemployment to record lows while making the biggest strides in decades toward Middle East peace? He is not the only American citizen with untapped skills. Corporate media, in particular the Washington Post and New York Times, since the election has ceased emulating Bob Woodward and now plays Monica Lewinsky's role in the words of an online friend. You know, from their clippings file, you get, you know, everybody's been watching the video of Biden falling up the stairs. Now, that's, you know, falling up the stairs once. I do it daily because I have stairs coming up here. But, you know, I'm not 70-some-odd years old, and I'm not the president of the United States. And that is not signs of my incapacity. It's signs of my clumsiness. And yet the major media ignored all this. And they're taking some hits right now. Project Veritas just won a key victory with the judge's denial of a motion to dismiss its defamation suit against the New York Times. Lawrence Silberman, a D.C. circuit judge, warned the media's consistent anti-GOP slant is moving us closer to becoming a one-party state, and in effect, he encouraged a plaintiff to seek certiorari at the Supreme Court. He was critical of the court's ruling in New York Times versus Sullivan, which for all practical purposes grants the press immunity from defamation suits by public figures, and if the plaintiff follows his suggestion, we may get respite from the court's foolish Sullivan ruling. Things are changing. Things are changing. Regular people. And this has always been the key. This has always been the key. I'll get asked, well, Bill, they're doing this and they're doing that. Listen, the politicians and the media and all these things that you see out there, you see them as a wave. And they are. They are a wave. But they're not the ocean. They're not America. You are America. I am America. These politicians that are playing these games and doing all these other things, and as an example, like in Arizona right now, the Senate this past Thursday ordered a full hand recount of the 2.1 million votes from Maricopa County and a full audit of the vote there, including an examination of the election machinery. Now, should this have happened prior to the election? Yes, it should. Yes, it should. Does this mean that they will win every election from this point forward? I think that is that was a one-trick pony, because now everybody is aware of that. And if you want to make sure it doesn't, and you live in one of those battleground states that sort of threw things under the bus, then you need to be getting in touch with your legislature and get them to change that and tell them that the Secretary of State can't do that and the election officials can't do that. Only the legislature can do that, because in most of those states, that's the law. So, things are changing, and we'll see. We're going to see how this goes, but we're not having all of these big trigger events, but we are having pushback. And we're having determined pushback. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Franks Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Live This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. I got me a nice care package the other day. Nice gun belt. A couple of nice holsters. I love DeSantis stuff. DeSantisHolster.com. I made mention of Judge Lawrence Silberman, and let's examine what he did, because he also did something that I really like with this. We're talking about the case of Ta versus Global Witness Publishing, Inc., which emerged from the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. Nobody but the parties involved cared about the issues in the case, but it became noteworthy because Judge Lawrence Silberman used the dissent not just to disagree with the majority's ruling, but to also warn against the danger of a national media that is completely allied with the party controlling all of Washington, D.C. But it also, the most exciting part about it, is it attacks the notion of Supreme Court infallibility. Now, remember, one of the problems that a lot of people think happened with the Supreme Court in the election, and the reason they did not take up the case in Texas versus Pennsylvania, was because they thought that they were warned by the Biden people that we'll pack the court if you don't stand down on this one. And the Supreme Court likes that prestige and that air of infallibility. Now, the majority in the Todd case, Ta, K-T-A-H, did a good job of summarizing the case, and you'll see why anybody in America was paying attention. And it boils down to this, and, don't let your eyes cross on this one. In this defamation action, two former Liberian officials alleged that Global Witness, an international human rights organization, published a report falsely implying that they had accepted bribes in connection with the sale of an oil license for an offshore plot owned by Liberia. The district court dismissed the complaint for failing to plausibly allege actual malice. For the reasons set forth in this opinion, we affirm. The First Amendment provides broad protections for speech about public figures, and the former officials have failed to allege that Global Witness exceeded the bounds of those protections. Now, the Supreme Court first enunciated those broad protections for speech about public figures in 1964 in New York Times Company versus Sullivan. In brief, it held that if a public official or political candidate wants to succeed in a defamation claim, he or she cannot merely prove the elements of the defamation cause of action, like publicly disseminated defamatory statements, but it also must prove that whoever made the statement actually acted with actual malice, said mean things, and meant them. They wanted to be mean. So actual malice means knowing the statement was false or recklessly disregarding its falsity. So as a result of that decision, public officials stopped suing the media, so much so that they are no longer sued even when obvious actual malice is present. Well, Judge Silberman wrote a dissent challenging not only how the majority applied New York Times versus Sullivan to the case before it, but also challenging the entirety of the Supreme Court decision. And this is what makes his dissent noteworthy. Silberman points out that Justice Thomas has already persuasively demonstrated that New York Times was a policy-driven decision masquerading as constitutional law. As with the rest of the opinion, the actual malice requirement was simply cut from whole cloth. Now, he acknowledges the difficulty inherently in overruling landmark cases, but he has come to see the 57-year-old New York Times opinion as a threat to American democracy, and it must go. And then Silberman goes into overdrive defending the Constitution. He makes plain his disdain for Justice Kennedy's contention that criticism of the court is tantamount to an attack on the Constitution. Isn't that the most vain thing you've ever heard in your life? Instead, he said, I readily admit that I have little regard for holdings of the court that dress up policymaking in constitutional garb. And it's that kind of dissimulation that is a real attack on the Constitution. Indeed, the notion that the court should somehow act in a policy role as a counsel of revision is illegitimate. This is incredibly important. The Supreme Court, unlike the Pope, is not God's representative on earth, at least for Catholics. It's a collection of lawyers, with those from the left being highly politicized. And these same leftist lawyers pretend that they are, in fact, infallible, making their decisions indistinguishable from the Constitution itself, and as unassailable. You cannot go against my word. And what lies behind this, attacking the imaginary doctrine of Supreme Court infallibility, is their 67-year history of deciding cases on purely political grounds, while pretending that the Constitution is controlling. And the most famous of those is Roe v. Wade, which found a constitutional right to abortion hidden in the Constitution's emanations and penumbras. But this same make-it-up-as-you-go-along philosophy really began with a truly righteous case, Brown v. the Board of Education. There was nothing in the Constitution to bar the heinous practice of academic segregation, which is, by the way, being embraced again today. So the Supreme Court, to advance a moral public policy, made up constitutional law. And when doing so worked, the Supreme Court was off to the races. So it now makes imaginary constitutional rights on a regular basis, like the Obergefell decision, in which Kennedy wrote a romance novel to find a constitutional right to gay marriage. Now, on the Supreme Court, Thomas clearly understands that Supreme Court infallibility is a false doctrine. Alito probably does too. Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett may understand this principle. The remaining justices quite definitely do not understand this principle. And until all the justices recognize they're merely fancy lawyers with none having a claim to the papal throne, we're going to continue to fall victim to the fake constitutionality of an activist court. This utterance is so important. And we should embrace this. I know everybody, well, you know, now that Trump got that third Supreme Court justice, gun rights is saved. Do you really believe that? They've already been intimidated into silence once. So I don't know that I'd believe that. I just don't. So yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is raising more concerns about coronavirus in teen illegal immigrants being housed in the state.
Every single day that passes, we learn more failures by the Biden administration with regard to all of these federal facilities they're using to house the migrants.
The Republican governor is saying there's no fencing around the Midland migrant facility, along with not enough guards, meaning teens could leave the facility when they want. The Ag Department is increasing the federal program that aims to curb food insecurity in families. SNAP is getting $3.5 billion from the massive stimulus package. In a statement, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack saying the agency is committed to fighting food insecurity during the COVID-19 pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News. Police in Colorado are warning of an active shooter at a supermarket in Boulder. On Twitter, the Boulder Police Department saying there's an incident at the King Soper's, which is a brand of Kroger markets. AstraZeneca said its COVID-19 vaccine was safe and 79% effective in U.S. clinical trials and that it would prepare to request emergency use authorization. Dr. Ashish Jha, Dean of Brown University's School of Public Health, tells NBC's Today Show this is truly a game changer.
By the time this is authorized, I don't think we're going to be looking for a lot more vaccines here. We'll have plenty, but it may add to our stockpiles. I think the bigger issue is global. This vaccine, there are hundreds of millions of doses of this being made around the world, and we really need to vaccinate the world. Remember, this is a global pandemic, and it will come to an end when the world is vaccinated. This is our best ticket towards vaccinating the world.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now, it might not occur to you because you are not a bizarre weirdo, but there's a lot of people that really love the pandemic. Not just the little fascist gnome who changes his hashtag science advice more often than a Wesley girl changes her preferences during her sophomore year experimental phase. And not just the fascist Poles who get off on exploiting their emergency powers to boss people around, but even some regular people. The masks and the paranoia and the constant talk about vaccines. Some people love this stuff. This is their Woodstock, and they never, ever, ever want it to end. Why would anybody enjoy this idiocy? Limits on your freedom, hectoring pests. Nitwits riding around their Priuses with face diapers wrapped around their talk holes. It's a complete and total abomination. Yet, there's this slice of the populace that gets into it. They resist a return to normalcy because their normal lives were not that great to begin with, and this is the most exciting thing that will ever happen to them. People crave a challenge, and for a while, one of the most challenging things about America was its utter lack of challenge. You're generally safe here. We've done our job. Probably won't get hurt except by accidents or if you live in a big Democratic city. And then only if you find yourself in the wrong neighborhood. You won't starve even if you're a bum because somebody's going to hand you a ham sandwich. You really have to go looking for danger, and people do. They get into extreme sports or flirt with crime or join the military or date a girl from Cuba. Now, the hardworking people who built America and made it safe and secure and prosperous also made it, in some ways, empty. We inherited a paradise. Even those of us like me that served in the Cold War, we paid nothing. We did some things. We were willing to risk some things, but in the end, we didn't have to. But human beings are designed to do all those things, and we never really got a chance to do it. People like being tested. They crave meaning. You know, when I was in the military in Europe, most of the time we would go to the field, we'd practice to blow up the world in World War III, and then we would come back and have an armored personnel carrier car wash. You know, we were in, as soon as we exited the post, we were in the modern battlefield at the time, and that was history. History is happening during the Cold War. I was there right before the wall fell. History was in the play. It was in motion. And it was just basically a big car wash for me. I got to get over there. The mark rate was great, the D-mark rate before they went to the Euro. And, there were privates driving Porsches over there. It was it was a heady time to be in the military. Even then. Even though we weren't being tested, even though I was paying nothing, I still felt alive because this was unlike anything I'd ever experienced before. I had never experienced planning to destroy things on the level I was going to do it. Haven't had that heady feeling since then. Well, I had it at Fort Campbell, too, but I can't go into that. Then I got to see the L.A. riots, and I began to feel it again. And then I saw, saw Katrina, and I began to feel it again. And I realized that if I were there in these places, as bad as it was, this would be a place where this would be an environment, a non-permissive environment, that I was prepared to be involved in. Now, I don't want there to be a war. I don't want the Democrats to encourage people to burn down their own communities. But in the times of these riots and unrest and everything, when I was able to actually be a part of it and make a difference, I would have loved to have been there, simply because that was living. Being tested was living. And that's what the pandemic is for some of these people. It's their war. It's something that lets them transcend their boring life. Look at our entertainment. Dystopian tales are hugely popular in American culture, including in my culture, like The Walking Dead. Before it became lousy and boring and woke, it was very popular because people like zombies. Well, no, that's not why it was. Because it showed our regular everyday America turned upside down and let you imagine just for an hour a week what you might do if something hits the fan and you had to struggle to survive. And some stuff hit the fan under the pandemic. It was weird and sort of scary, and more importantly, it was different. The disease itself could actually kill you, but you had a 99% survival rate for most healthy folks, and the odds were generally in your favor. When I got it, it was like having pneumonia and the flu at the same time. But there were the public manifestations of chaos. Like getting into a Trader Joe's where you have to stand there and they put up all these tents and everything. You have to stand in line, wear a mask outside, 6 feet apart and everything. And they're standing there, and it reminds me of that movie Marin County where they're like, we love you, we love you. And they're saying, well, we're doing this for your own safety, your own safety. And, you know, you just want to reach out and say, you know, I'm an adult. I can handle that, but that's okay. Then you go in, you see the wine moms loading up on the hummus and the ciabatta and the $5.99 screw top Chardonnay because they were anticipating a breakdown of the entire social fabric. For once, things were not certain in America, and something within human beings responds to that uncertainty. This is why people were buying so much toilet paper. They didn't know. They weren't certain. We were designed to fight for survival, even that if that meant battling to be the one getting the last bag of frozen orange chicken. It was something. And the initial pandemic uproar broke people out of their rut, which is kind of an odd notion, since most of the people in human history would absolutely love to be in the rut we were in as a people. But as bizarre as it is, and as strange when you look at it closely, it's still a real thing. And people yearned, at some level, for some kind of excitement, and the pandemic had to do. The better adjusted among us put that nonsense aside pretty quickly. The novelty wore off fast. The stupid masks and the inability to eat our bone-in ribeyes inside of restaurants like normal people got old quick. Not all of us had a job where we could flip open the laptop and go to work. This whole thing is a lot less fun if you're out of a job. But millions are really not put out that much. They could do their diversity consulting or whatever at home alongside their many cats and allow themselves to be swept away by the excitement of the pandemic. And some of these people don't want to give this up. They talk about nothing but the vaccines, but they also want to disregard their effect and make them believe that the plague is still sweeping the country. They chatter about herd immunity, but they also fear reaching it because that would mean going back to their old boring life. It's kind of sad, but not so sad that the rest of us are going to play this nonsense much longer. Because I'm done with this. I am done with this. They're saying we're going to reach herd immunity in April. I turn 60 on April 16th. Watch and see what happens with this fella on April 17th. I am going back to normal. I will have everything I need to have. I'm done with this. And it's time for those with the empty lives to fill them up again with something that isn't going to be a hassle to the rest of us. You've survived. Enjoy the heady exhilaration of enjoying the pandemic. The 21st century Black Plague. You did it. You survived it. Good for you. Now let's get back to normal. Because normal is not nearly as good as it used to be. We need to go there anyway. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
DeSantisHolster.com. Most of us have heard that stopping power doesn't really exist. Shattering, I know. And for all intents and purposes, it doesn't. The force with which a bullet hits a target is equal to the force that's directed back into the shooter. A far smarter guy than any of us, Isaac Newton, figured that one out. Then he went on to develop calculus pretty much on a dare, and then later still, according to a rumor, he invented the back door for your pets. So if a round doesn't pretty much knock you over when you fire the gun, it's not going to do that to a live target that worries about what, you know, maybe the same as you do. Certainly not one that's a lot bigger. There is a sort of upper echelon of firearms that do have that kind of power, but chances are pretty good that you don't have one. But let's talk about this a second. The only ballistic attribute that has anything to do with stopping power is muzzle energy, since the amount of it has to do with the relative ability of a bullet to pulverize flesh and bone, providing an efficient transfer of said energy. The more force it hits with, the more things go squish and crunch. Therefore, rounds with great muzzle energy have greater potential to cause traumatic injury. Now, despite all this, despite all of that pulverizing capability, it goes without saying that a shot with such a weapon must be well placed or else it does nothing but wound or miss the target entirely. That's how a target as large as a grizzly bear or an elephant can be downed at close range. If you put it into the skull, a large, very powerful bullet causes sufficient trauma to down the big beast. So shot placement is pretty much everything. And there will never be a magical ammunition. Well, that could be incorrect. I don't know. You know, if you watch District 9, you might disagree with me. But there's never, and with what we have today, there's never going to be a magical ammunition that changes any of that. It's never going to change. But the greatest potential for causing said trauma with a bullet belongs to the most powerful of rifles and rifle cartridges, and there just aren't too many people who have them. The modern shooter does most of his or her shooting at a range. Some are into long-range rifle shooting, and some severe rounds exist for that purpose, like the 408 Shatak, or the 338 Edge, or the 338 Lapua, the 416 Barrett, and, of course, the 50 BMG. You will have to do some serious spending to get one of those rifles, and then you're going to have to do more serious spending to get some ammo for those. The typical long-range shooter these days, however, shoots a rifle chambered in 308 or 6.5 Creedmoor, something along those lines. Because why would you want to blow your shoulder up if you're just punching paper? And then additionally, these rounds with incredible energy are usually dangerous game cartridges like the 416 Rigby, the 416 Remington Magnum, the 458 Winchester Magnum, the 460 Weatherby Magnum, and so on. Muzzle energy for these vary, but it's often between 4,000 foot-pounds and 8,000 foot-pounds, and there's no application outside of dangerous game hunting for these rounds. You can try to get tricky with all the hand loads if you like, but you're not going to turn any of them into a flat-flying long-range magnum. You can get a very wonderful rifle for long-range target shooting for reasonable prices these days. Some dangerous game rifles can be had for affordable amounts, meaning several thousand dollars. Others require both a fitting and a price tag equal to the price of an average house. All of this, of course, is going to cut into the amount of pew you're going to get out of it. Some guns with what could accurately be called stopping power, which means enough to knock you over, were devised in the 18th century, such as the two bores and the four bores. They were known to be especially unforgiving. Today, bore is called gauge, which should give you an idea of the projectiles being used at the time. And they were muzzle loaders, but a few cartridge models have been made over the years. A two-bore cartridge, for those curious, is a 1.326 caliber. Velocity is moderate at less than 2,000 feet per second, but you're getting somewhere between 10,000 and 17,000 foot-pounds of energy. Now, the 50 BMG comes quite close. Typical muzzle energy is between 13,000 and 14,000 foot-pounds of energy. But like a two-bore, you're going to want a bipod. Shooting one of these things would be very unpleasant. Sir Samuel White Baker, a professional hunter and explorer, used a two-bore rifle nicknamed Baby for elephant hunts in Africa and India. He always fired it from a rest, but he only ever pulled the trigger on this gun 20 times in his whole life because it was so unpleasant. When he did actually pull the trigger on it, it would spin him around whenever he shot it. And when he let his gun bearers, because he was definitely a great white hunter, have a shot at it, he usually put these guys firing and the man standing behind the shooter for support on the flat of their backs. So, while there is theoretically something like stopping power, it's really only a feature of the rarest and most powerful rifles that you and I would never carry. We would never carry these things. Any sort of gun that is owned for defensive purposes, which is, you know, the majority of what I own, well, actually, it's everything I own, doesn't even come close. And that even means when I get my 10mm finally. Doesn't even come close. It all comes down, like it does with everything else. You have to have a combination of skills as a self-defense shooter, or if you're shooting an animal, a predator here in the United States. You're going to have to be able to get the weapon out in place, and you're going to have to place shots. Now, with humans that are trying to shoot you, you're going to want to place shots fast and first. With animals, you're going to want to place shots accurately and in the first go round. And, you know, like Dean Weingarten, Dean Weingarten talks about how literally every caliber that we carry for self-defense has stopped a bear at some time or some point, to include .22. So, whenever I've got a couple of cans of .45 ACP laying around here that I haven't shot lately because I don't have a .45 ACP currently. I'm waiting on one from Nighthawk, and I'm waiting on one from Chambers. And when they come, well, I'm going to be shooting some .45 ACP. But for those out there, I like the .45 ACP because I carried it, but I have no illusions as to its stopping power. Its stopping power is no better than my 9mm that I have. Period. Absolute period. The only difference in my 9mm pistols, any of the ones I have, is going to be purely in accuracy. Which, if you listen to the 1911 University of Joe Chambers, you know that comes from barrel fit and practice and good triggers and that kind of thing. So, I'm going to stop worrying about stopping power. And I think you should stop worrying about stopping power. There is no magical round that's going to put somebody down with one. You have to train to fight until they deanimate. You do not have to shoot them 6 times for them to deanimate. Sometimes it'll be 1, sometimes it'll be 2. Might be 6, I don't know. But you have to train to deanimate. And then only when you have no other choice but to do that. If that means they're coming to get your money, your car, whatever it is, you should not, that's something, that's one place you should not go, shooting somebody. In any event, back again in 21 hours between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it is always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary 3-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.